Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. S-M-R-T. S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you very much for being such a smart person. Judge William Huss is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. His Honor, the Judge Huss, is with us. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a retired Los Angeles County Superior Court judge and the author of the book I'm looking at, Start Your Own Law Practice. And he's our good friend. Judge Huss, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Congratulations on your book. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you. I agree. The cover is just great, and what's inside is just as beautiful, I think.
And it's so well done and so important. But I still say, Judge Huss, that you need to tell your publisher that they made one tactical error, one critical creative error. Your picture should be on this, on the cover of this book, either at least on the back cover, if not the front cover. Tell them that, that I know a little bit more about selling books than they do, I think, apparently, because I would have put your picture on the. I've seen your face, and it ought to be on this book. So,
I'm going to tell them, Jim.
You tell them I said that, and when you when you and your lovely wife, Dr. Marlene, publish the next book, you make sure, you tell them they absolutely have to put her picture on that book.
That'll be the hook, Jim.
Because I've seen her too, and that book, that that face will sell a lot of books. And I'm sure you agree with me about that.
Yeah, I surely do.
Judge Huss, folks, we're going to talk about how to set up a professional practice. And that, that element of that sector of small business. We're going to do that in just a little bit. We're going to get to that real soon. But Judge Huss, I can't let you join me as a former Superior Court judge in California without asking you about your thoughts about the procedures, the proceedings, I should say, that's happening in the Saddam Hussein trial in Iraq. What are your thoughts when you watch this on television?
Well, I remember when they started the process, and I thought to myself how difficult that would be. And I'm sure they studied the Nuremberg war crimes trials, because they're doing the same thing. They are trying a political person who was a monster and murdered a lot of people, and it's very difficult to conceive of how they're going to handle that. I think they've done a beautiful job of it. And one of the things that I think is most important is they're setting a worldwide example of how justice can be done in Iraq under their new system.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, another one that's going, actually still going on, even as we speak after all these years, is the Slobodan Milosevic. Milosevic trial. Say that three times real fast. That trial is going on, I guess, in The Hague right now.
Well, that is another totally different picture.
But it's a trial of a person, a similar type of a person. But let's get back to the Iraqi thing for a second. It concerns me, Judge Huss, that people look at that trial, and it's having difficulty. They've had to replace, or they've replaced the lead judge resigned. They've got a new guy in there that seems to have a little more. The other guy, I wasn't unimpressed with him, but this guy seems to be, you know, maybe have a little more backbone, and he seems to be determined to make this thing happen. But I think when people see this thing going in fits and starts, and all the rough edges over there, I worry that they think that this is a failure on the part of the Iraqis. Judge Huss, correct me if I'm wrong, but to go from no courts to this level of magnitude of a proceeding almost overnight, that's a big job, isn't it?
It certainly is, and it fits in with the policy that the United States has set. That is that they're establishing what amounts to a form of democracy in a formerly totalitarian state in the Middle East. And that's a huge job. And I just think that this is a wonderful example of how it can be done.
I'm just impressed with the fact that they're undertaking this. What about Ramsey Clark, former Attorney General under Carter, being over there defending Hossein? What do you think about that?
Well, I'm not quite sure what role he is actually playing. I know that he is a very, very liberal fellow who wants to have his place in the sun.
Yeah,
and this is his way of doing it.
He misses his 15 minutes of fame, I think. And I think he's I think you're right about that. And I think his motives are more for his own purposes rather than maybe for Mr. Hussein's. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Judge William Huss. We're going to talk about setting up a professional practice. That element of small business. Right after these messages. Stay with us. Back at 1710, I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Thank you to those of you who have been checking it out and using it to your little heart's content. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, I promise you that. And I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes on Sunday by email, get you ready for the week ahead. I hope you'll subscribe to my blog, or at least go check out the blog. Based on the numbers that we've seen, you folks are using, you're not only going to the blog, but you're using it. 10, 15 pages per visit on the blog. It's just so, makes me so happy to know that you're using our stuff. Because it's free, and we're creating it for you folks so that you can use it to your advantage. And I hope you're benefiting. I think you are benefiting from it, or you wouldn't be coming back. And I hope you're thanking our sponsors, our corporate partners, because they're the ones who help us bring it to you. Judge William Huss, we need to thank him too, along with all of our other members of our Brain Trust, for bringing us the outstanding information that they do. And Judge Huss is a great example of our Brain Trust members. His new book is called Start Your Own Law Practice. And Judge, this is a series on setting up professional practices, isn't it, that you're going to be doing?
That's right. It's a series of four books, and Start Your Own Law Practice is the first and sets the format for the other three.
And folks, as you remember, Judge is a retired L.A. Superior Court Judge, Los Angeles Superior Court Judge. Judge Huss, I got to be, in the interest of honesty and candor here, I got to tell you I'm a little bit conflicted today. Because on the one hand, one part of my conflict is that I'm helping you set up more lawyers, and that concerns me a little bit, helping you to create more lawyers. But on the other hand, lawyers are small business owners, so then I've got that obligation as the small business advocate. So hopefully you can see my dilemma.
Well, I don't think there should be a dilemma at all, Jim. I'm all in favor of lawyers, and people who don't use lawyers quite often wind up in deep trouble.
Well, you know, nobody likes lawyers until they need one, right? And then they want a mean one. Then they want a really good one.
That's right. They want the lawyer that they hate.
That's right.
When they need one.
Well, let's help these folks get their practices going, because if they're going to be in business, I want them to be successful.
Well, I do too, and that's why I wrote the book. And the book is slanted towards the organization of a law practice as a business, because that's exactly what it is. It's a learned profession, but it's also, at the same time, a business, and quite often a small business.
Do you think most attorneys come out of law school without any kind of an idea about how to run the operation of the law practice, not the lawsuits, not the conducting of the things they learned in school, but the actual running of the law business? How much do they know about that?
Well, they don't teach it in law schools generally, and I think that most law school graduates don't have a clue as to how to run law practice business. And that's why I wrote the book.
Do some law practices fail because, not because they weren't good lawyers, but because they couldn't run the business?
Well, they fail quite often, but even worse, they run along sort of half operating. They operate at very low profit margins,
mm-hmm.
and they're not well organized. They're brilliant lawyers who don't know a thing about business.
Right.
And that's why I wrote the book. So
should they learn about business, or should they hire someone who knows about business?
They should probably, well, first of all, they should buy the book.
I agree with that.
Second of all, they should get as much business education as they can as they're going along. I know my undergraduate degree was in finance. It helped me a lot when I started my law firm back in 1979. But I think that most people who practice law don't have that kind of business background. And that's why the book is so important, I think.
Mm-hmm. What would you tell, all right, we've got something under a million young attorneys, maybe not so young attorneys, listening to you right now, Judge Huss. What would you tell them the first thing they should do after they buy your book? What's the first chapter they should turn to in your book?
Well, the first chapter is the very beginning. And the first principle of starting your law practice, almost the same as any business, is you have to have clients. You can't lease an office, lease equipment, hire staff, and then open your door and say, come on, clients, I'm ready to go.
Got to have customers.
You've got to have them to start. And that's the difficult part. Quite often, lawyers do this by working in a firm or for a company as general counsel or associate mm-hmm. general counsel. And they have a built-in set of clients or client before they open up their practice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first rule that you must follow.
Is that the smart way to go?
That is pretty much the only way to go.
Mm-hmm. So you don't recommend just hanging a shingle out and twiddling your thumbs so somebody walks in?
No, I used to hire lawyers like that.
But don't some lawyers show up in court and become public, what do you call them,
Public
where the judge assigns them?
Yes.
What's the word?
The public defenders.
Yes, uh-huh.
Now, that's one way of establishing your law firm.
But, now, of course, that assumes that they want to be in that kind of business. A lot of lawyers are real estate attorneys, or they're contract attorneys, they're business attorneys. They're not involved in defending plaintiffs, that kind of thing.
Only so, a small minority, yes.
Defendants, I should say. Stand by. Quick break. Tintail will be right back with more to come. Our good friend, Judge William Huss, his book is called Start Your Own Law Practice. Only welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Judge William Huss is here, and he's the author of the new book, Start Your Own Law Practice. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have a young person who's thinking about going to law school, or they're in law school, they're about to graduate, they've got a young law practice, maybe even they have a law practice, and maybe it's not going quite as well as they would like for it to, this book might save their bacon. It might save their practice. And I encourage you to check it out. Start Your Own Law Practice. Make a great gift. And not for any particular occasion, just it'd be a great thing to say, hey, you know, I saw this book and I was thinking about you. Judge Huss, tell us where we can find it.
Well, you can find it at Amazon.com, Borders, and all of the great bookstores, Barnes & Noble.
Right.
They all have it, or they can get it for you very quickly.
Right. Start Your Own Business, Judge William Huss. Okay, Judge Huss, what are some other things that you'd like to tell these young aspiring attorneys that they ought to know? You know, one of the things, I'll stick in here, that I talk to small business owners of all kinds about is the fact that they operate in two universes. One is the universe of the business that they're in, the industry that they're in, shoestrings or sailboats. And the other is the universe of operating the business. And you got to be good at both, don't you?
You certainly should. And the smart people who are in the professions hire people as advisors for the business side. I think the publisher, Sourcebooks, through their Sphinx Publishing imprint, have a brilliant idea of covering the fundamental practices of law, medicine, accounting, and dentistry, and focus on the business aspect. And one of the things that that I really emphasize is, the first of all, having clients or having a practice before you open your doors, and you acquire that by working with others and then going on your own, either alone or with a group of people. And sometimes you can be practicing for quite a few years and building up this sort of reputation and client base before you go on your own.
What do you think about the idea of partners? You know, partners can be a great thing, but they can also be a great source of anguish.
Well, it's almost like it's like any other relationship. You have to be very careful. You don't go into those things haphazardly. I think the first thing that a person should do after they decide that they have enough clients to start a practice, either alone or with others, the second thing they should do is to hire a good CPA or accountant,
mm-hmm.
because they can give you all kinds of wonderful advice. Not just keep your books and do your tax returns, but give you all kinds of good advice about how to structure your business. The second thing that they should have after that is a good insurance broker, because there are all kinds of problems that insurance can protect you from,
right.
Not just malpractice and slip and fall, but other things too, fidelity bonds, all
right.
sorts of things that you have to have in a business.
Another thing that attorneys have to do, many attorneys have to do that they need to, and I don't know if the law schools teach them how to do this or not, but they actually handle and hold sometimes quite a large sum of money for their clients.
Well, that's part of the practice of law outside of the criminal defense that you mentioned. Most lawyers have some kind of financial involvement, and they have a license and high duties of fiduciary care, because people are required to trust them. And that's why lawyers are required to have a trust account, so that they can hold people's money. And most of the about 75%, at least in California, 75% of the discipline and complaints against lawyers are against sole practitioners and dual practitioners,
mm-hmm.
because they try to do everything that comes through the door, and they don't know how to handle trust funds.
They either do it improperly, or maybe they do it in a way that's unethical.
Right.
One or the other, and that's one of the tough parts. Judge Huss, the book is called Start Your Own Law Practice, a guide to all the things they don't teach in law school about starting your own firm. If you've got an attorney in your life, especially a young one or an aspiring one, this book it would be a great book for them. Judge Huss, thank you for being here. Congratulations on your book.
Well, thank
and
you,
looking
Jim.
Forward to our next visit already.
Well, I do too. Nice talking with you.
You too. Judge William Huss, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.